Peah Perikhes Mishneh Gimel. As we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, that even though there is a halacha of demai, in which we do not trust in Am Haaretz that Maisus was taken, but if an Ani who is in Am Haaretz tells us that it came from Matnas Aniyam, which is Pater from Maisus, we believe him. However, the Mishnah concluded and said that's only if it's something that makes sense that people would actually give the Ani this type of an item. And now our Mishnah will describe what those items are and they aren't. Ne'manim alachitim, that ani is believed if he says this came from matnas aniyam. He can do that when it's chitim, when it's wheat kernels. Ve'ein ne'manim alakemach v'lo alapas, but they're not believed if they say that this is matnas aniyam. I was given this kemach, I was given this flour, or I was given this bread, because bread and flour are not things that come from leket shikha and peya, or from meiser ani. That's not how it's given out. However, the Rishalmi says that if the Ani says that I got the grains of these items from Matnas Aniyam and I personally made it into kemach, into flour, or made it into bread, then they would be believed. Now the Mishnah talks about rice and says Ne'emanin ala se'ore shel orez, that they are believed if they say that they have unprocessed rice. Some understand that means that it's unprocessed, that it's actually still in the original stalk. Some understand it's been actually removed from the stalk, but it has the klipa chitzona, the outer husk, is still there. Either way, it's on some level unprocessed, and they are believed about that was given to them as matnos aniyam. V'ein ne'amon en olav, however, they are not believed if they maintain that it was given to them already processed, bein chai, whether it's raw, uncooked, bein mavushal, or if it's cooked. Either way, once it's been processed, they are not believed to say that they received it as processed. Ne'amonin ala pol, they are believed if they say they got these beans, the beans themselves, from matnos aniyam. Ve'ein ne'amonin ala grisin, but they are not believed to say that they were given ground beans, green beans that have been smashed, which is a processing, lo chayim v'lo mevushalin, not whether it's raw, and certainly not if it's been cooked. Those people do not give out matnas aniyam as that. Ne'amonin ala shemen, they are, though, however, believed when it comes to oil, and lomar shel meiser anihu, to say that this was given to them as meiser ani, because it was common practice for the balabayas to take off meiser ani after he already pressed the olives and made the oil. However, ve'ein ne'amon olav lomar shel zeisei nikuf hu. Zeisei nikuf are the leftover olives that are found on the tree that there was common practice for the aniyam to beat. That comes from the word nikuf, is to beat. They would beat the olive trees and get off the very last dregs of olives from the tree, these individual olives. They are not believed to say that the oil that they have was something that they made out of the zeisei nikuf. And the reason for that is because these zeisim, these olives of zeisei nikuf, are very minimal, and it's not the normal fashion to make olive oil out of them. Therefore, if they say that this oil came from zeisei nikuf that they put together, and therefore and is from matnas aniyam, and we do not trust them to say that it's not chayev in demai.